old president correct, Ed?
Yeah, yeah, just giving the place a bit of a shine.
Good. Yeah. Mike's doing the same with the bottling.
Oh, no, it looks like Willy Wonka's in there with Mike as Chief Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. All set for the demo milking?
About 2:30, yeah. I've separated six out.
Excellent.
No kickers.
Splendid. Right, next... Oh, yeah. Thanks, Ed. Oh, coil up that hose a bit more neatly, will you?
Yeah, I was going to...
No, Caroline, darling, not like that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 9 out of 10 in the orchard have carved now.
No problems at all?
No, none. Even Ruth's quite pleased with herself.
She does have very high standards. They looked in fantastic condition when I saw them.
Yeah, she's been working hard on that. Does this display board look straight to you, Pat?
No, it's down on the right. Stick a stone under it or something.
It's like one of those restaurant tables. I can never get it level.
Can you manage now?
Good.
Oh, how are you doing, David?
I'm done. Just waiting for the crows.
Oh, let's hope so. Ooh, those veg look good, Pat.
Yeah, we gave them a quick manicure.
I thought you put some of Jazz's hair gel on them.
Oh, very organic. He's looking very smart, though.
Yes, he is.
Oh, they're out of church. I expect people will start drifting up soon.
I'm sorry to make you miss the harvest service.
No, I'm not a great churchgoer.
Well, you're doing your bit tonight with the barn dance, aren't you?
Yeah, I shall have to nip off early, Oliver. Help set up. Alan's crack team are coming about too.
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, is anyone on car park duty, Oliver?
What?
There's a couple of cars coming.
Already? Oh, Jazza, can you get down to the gate, please? Mike! Mike!
He's in his element.
Yeah, I haven't seen this side of Oliver before.
Oh, I have. Not for months.
Joe! Joe!
Morning, missus.
You're on your way to Grange Farm?
Oh, I am. I promised her, Edward.
Oh, so am I. Shall we walk up together?
Oh, if you like. I can't go too fast, mate.
Oh, no, that's fine. There's no rush. Oh, no need for teas to change hands by using Bartleby or the car.
True.
The new scheme's working very well, as far as I can gather. Much fairer.
I suppose so. As long as everybody agrees on prices. I don't want to be diddled.
Well, there's far less chance of that with a proper currency.
I keep checking everybody else's prices all the same. I don't want to go pricing my expertise too low.
No, quite.
There's others offering garden as well as me, see? Fine. Bill Archer.
Well, indeed. You know, I was discussing this very thing with Robert. I think the way forward is to carve out a niche for oneself.
Yeah, niche, yeah.
Offer something with a USP, which, of course, you have with Bartleby.
USP, yeah.
Which reminds me, I shall be needing some manure for the garden.
Prices on the site.
Yes, I know, but... I'm afraid I'm a little financially embarrassed at the moment. In tea terms, that is.
Oh, been overspending, have you?
Yes, I'm afraid I did splurge, rather. Well, the autumn planting one might view as an essential, but then I treated myself to a hairdo from Eileen Roberts.
You need to get selling your services then, don't you? Make some more.
Well, I know. And I can't understand why I've had no takers. There's no one else offering aromatherapy advice. Or a feng shui consultation. Or, for that matter, my unique spinning lessons with llama combings.
I believe you know this, Lady Pat.
Lorna, hello.
Hi.
But, David, I don't know if
Yeah, we've met Kathy Mark II at Lower Loxley.
I'm doing my best.
You come to find out all about farming?
Oh, yes, all about in one day.
Well, you're in the right place. Excuse me.
Morning.
So, what inspired you to come?
Well, my neighbour gets the milk, and then I heard, Ed, is it, on the radio?
Oh, yeah, you and half of Borsetshire.
And then when I mentioned it to Elizabeth, she said I'd got to come.
Quite right, too. Ed, someone else who heard your interview.
Oh, yeah?
You heard from Radio 1, yep.
Yeah, right. Chris Moyles, watch out.
Oh, no.
What?
One of Jazza's desperate housewives with her husband. Better tell him to button it.
Jazz! Wait a minute.
Right, so should I do things in any particular order?
Well, Mike's got a tour of the bottling plant in a bit, so why don't you start there?
Right, I will.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Morning.
Hi, Joe.
This is Lorna from Lower Loxley.
Yes, we've met. How good of you to come.
She's going to be an expert in farming by the end of the day.
Yeah. That'll take some doing. I just hope I don't ask too many stupid questions.
Hey, you mustn't be shy. You're here to inform yourself. Though when I first moved to Ambridge, I felt just the same.
Sure, you?
But now, well, I like to think I have a pretty sound grasp of the principles. I hope you'd agree, David.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's about it, really, for the yoghurt. Of course, we use our own organic milk at Bridge Farm and for the ice cream. And we've also made a very successful Guernsey milk cheese for Grange Farm. So, are there any questions?
They need to get people going here, Joe.
What?
I'm sorry if this is really stupid, but my nephew gets asthma. From what you've said, could organic milk be any help, do you think?
Well, I'm sure it would. It's got no antibiotics in it and more antioxidants. In fact, one study found that if a mother drinks organic milk during pregnancy
Excellent.
And then breastfeeds,
I didn't think we needed after
she could
all.
Pass on more protection or immunity against allergies to her baby.
Originally, all Herefords were horned, but if you cross a horn cow with a naturally polled or hornless bull like the Galloway, you'll always get hornless progeny. Genetic dehorning, it's called.
Oh.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, thank you very much.
Great. Anyone else?
This isn't a question, really. It's just I'd never bought your sort of meat till recently. A proper breed and grass-fed and everything. And then someone at work pointed out that with the way the cost of animal feed's gone up, there's actually less difference now in price between what used to be the cheaper, intensively reared sort and the sort that's raised outdoors. That's all, really. Thanks.
No, thank you. A great plug from the lady there. You get your 10% later. Right, any more? Nope.
Well done, Lorna.
I'm into the swing of it now. It's not so scary once you've asked the first one.
Exactly. And you undersell yourself, you know. You're very well informed.
No, townie, really.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're curious about the alternative.
It's fascinating. It makes what I do seem very dull.
Well, look, when you next have a day off, you must come over to Ambridge Hall and see our llamas.
You're a llama farmer?
No, it's purely a hobby. Ah, Ed's bringing the cows in, shall we?
Yes, great, let's.
So, now you see there's not much milk coming into this jar here, so it's time for our clusters to come off.
Oh, it's all right, don't hurt her.
And we disinfect the teats and she's good to go. Right, and now this next one's close to finishing, see?
Meanwhile, the milk's carried along the pipe into the bulk tank, ready to go into the pasteuriser before bottling.
Oliver?
Linda?
As you've mentioned the pasteuriser, I wonder if this might be the time to re-emphasise the benefits of pasteurisation, especially with the herd in the situation you find yourselves in.
The TB.
Well,
thanks, Mrs.
No, it's okay, Grandad.
Yes, let's nail that straight away.
Yes, because I heard the radio, but I didn't quite get it. I know any you find with TB are cold, but any of these could be brewing it and their milk's still going in the tank.
Absolutely. But firstly, as Linda says, the milk's pasteurised, which kills off any bugs or infections.
Yeah, and they're tested that often, every 60 days, that we're going to find any reactors very early on, and well before the TB's had a chance to develop.
Yeah, that's right.
But what I don't understand is, we can be vaccinated against TB. Why can't cows?
Good question.
Well, it would be great if there was a vaccine, but there isn't for this type.
Oh, I see. Excuse me.
Yeah?
I think that cow's finished.
Oh, yeah, right. You're after my job, are you?
Well, my thanks to Ed here. And I think that just about wraps up the day. But please, stay as long as you like, wander around, ask any more questions, enjoy a tea or coffee from gourmet grills, and take away some organic veg. Or even better, place an order for our milk and you get Bridge Farm and Brookfield produce brought to your door in our van.
Oh, if I might say a final word, Oliver.
Here we go.
Yes, Linda?
A very big thank you on behalf of everyone.
Oh, well, thank you.
You must be exhausted. And Ed, your whole team.
No, that's been great.
But what you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's our harvest supper and barn dance tonight. And these poor people have got to find more energy for that.
It was great. I took over £150 worth of orders.
Well, not counting the extra you might get from the new customers, Mike Sider.
He did well, didn't he?
Yes, he did very well. That nice family who came early with the two boys.
Oh, yeah.
And that woman from Lower Loxley.
Lorna.
Yeah, and two families, next-door neighbours in Grange Spinney.
Well, they could collect theirs.
Yeah, that's what Jazza said. Yeah. He sweet-talked quite a few as well.
Hello, everyone. Sorry, I'm not going to stop the fun for long, but Alan insists I say a few words. Everyone's been thanking Tony and me for hosting this evening, but as you know, it's really our thank you to you for all the support you gave us over our little planning problem. Well, before I hand back to Jolene to call the next dance, can I thank everyone who contributed food? And to Alan and Usha for organising a fantastic team to get everything ready.
Oliver, look, we're going now. Em's got to get Georgia home.
Oh, Ed, well, listen, before you do, can I have a word?
Sure.
Well, let's go where it's a bit quiet. I won't hold you up.
Oh, that's okay.
I just want to say thank you.
What for?
Well, today, obviously.
Well, it wasn't just me, was
it? No, sure. It was a team effort, but you were the main driver.
I wouldn't say that. You were pretty impressive this morning with your checklist.
You're the one who had the idea, did the planning, got yourself on the radio.
Yeah, which I'm never going to be able to forget.
The credit should be yours.
Oh, come on, it was Mike's too.
Well, yeah, of course, but anyway, a big, big thank you from me.
Oliver, like you haven't done anything for me. Today doesn't go anywhere near.
Well, let's call it quits then, shall we?
What's the matter, Peggy?
Nothing, dear.
Well, sit down then. Sit by me.
I'm all right here, thank you, Jack.
What are you looking for? Out there?
Nothing, nothing. So, what shall we do this morning?
Are we going out?
No, dear, we can't today. We've got someone coming to see us.
Oh, who?
Maria. She's a friend, a new friend.
A friend? Oh, that's nice. A friend of yours?
She'll be a friend for both of us, I suppose.
A friend? Now what?
Sorry?
Your time thing. You're looking at it.
Oh, just checking. To see if that clock's slow.
Sit down, Peggy. Relax.
Relax?
Sit down. Oh, the door.
Yes, I'll go.
Who is it?
It'll be Maria. Right on time.
Good morning.
Hello.
Peggy.
All right, Jack, dear, just a moment. He doesn't like it if I'm not there.
Oh, then we better get back to him.
Some days he won't let me out of his sight.
Well, that's no good. May I leave my things here?
Oh, yes, of course.
The sooner he gets used to me, the better.
Come on through. Jack, dear.
Good morning.
Who are you?
This is Maria. I told you she was coming.
Yes, I've come to spend the morning with you.
Oh, have you? That's nice.
If that's okay with you.
Of course it is. Shall we make Maria some coffee, Peggy?
Yes, oh. I was just going to suggest...
No. You mustn't wait on me. That's the sort of thing I can do, to give you a rest.
Oh, do you hear that, Peggy? Isn't that kind?
Yes.
You are kind. People can be so nasty. Isn't she kind, Peggy?
I've already said that, dear. Yes.
And hasn't she got a lovely smile?
You're quite the charmer, aren't you, Jack? I think we're going to get on very well.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, that's better.
Had a good sleep, darling?
I feel almost human. Once I've had some coffee.
Oh, I've just made some.
Yeah, I could smell it. That's what got me out of bed.
I could see you were exhausted last night.
Sorry I wasn't very talkative when I got here.
No, you needed your sleep. How about something to eat? Some cereal or something cooked?
Yeah, when I've had my coffee, thanks.
There you are.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Right, well, how are you, darling?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Harvest went well, cultivations are on time.
Oh, come on, save that for Brian. How are you?
You mean, how's Marshall? He's fine. We're fine.
Good. It's quite a while now, isn't it? You've been going out nearly a year.
Mum, relax, okay? You'll get to meet him soon, I promise.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, you know, Debbie, if you won't bring him here, I shall have to come to Hungary.
It's a great idea. Why don't you?
Well, are you serious?
Yeah, why not? Give me some dates, we'll sort it.
Right, I will.
Good. So, what are we going to do today? It's the AHP meeting tomorrow, so how about seeing Gran and Jack?
Oh, she'd be thrilled, darling, but not this morning. They've got a carer starting.
Oh, you found someone then?
Mm-hmm, finally. Oh. And Mum, well, even more finally, agreed to take her on.
Like that, was it?
Oh, well, it's a long story. But we're all keeping our fingers crossed that she'll give Mum a bit of respite.
Sounds like she could do with it.
Yes. I'll give him a ring in a bit to see how it's going. And, well, perhaps you can go over this afternoon.
Sounds good to me. Anything as long as it's not a trip to the Siobhan Hathaway Memorial Bench and Tree.
Oh.
Honestly, Mum, how could you let him?
Oh, Debbie, it's complicated. It was when Brian came back after that headstone thing, and poor little Rory. Come in.
Morning.
Oh, Christopher, come in.
Thanks. Oh, hi, Debbie.
No, Chris.
Sorry to bother you, but I've got a list of stuff Alice wants.
Oh, it's all right. She sent me an email and I've already looked it out.
I know, but she rang last night. This is a load more.
Oh? What?
She says some of it might be a bit hard to find, so she's tried to tell you where to look. I've written it all down.
Oh. Another shoe rack, a long mirror.
She has to stand on the bed to see what she looks like. She was wondering if she could have the one from your cloakroom.
No, not really. Well, can't you buy this stuff down there? Haven't they got any shops?
No time. She's got lectures.
Oh, very convenient. There's masses already. Can you fit all this in as well?
Yeah, no props.
Well, I can always take some of it.
You?
Yeah, I thought I'd go and see her while I'm over.
Oh.
I'm going at the weekend.
Yeah, don't worry. I won't intrude on your time.
Thanks.
I thought I'd go down Thursday, Friday.
But, darling, you fly back on Saturday.
Yeah, I'll head straight to London from Southampton. Make it simpler.
Oh, all right, then.
So can I leave that with you, Jennifer? I'll pick it all up whenever.
Yes, all right. Thanks.
Great. Bye.
Yeah, bye, Chris.
Bye. Perhaps as a reward for all this hard work, I might be allowed to go and see my daughter myself one of these days.
Oh, just let her settle in, Mum. And I'll report back, don't worry.
I should hope so.
Now, did you say something about croissants? And you were telling me about Brian's little mausoleum?
There you are, Jack. A nice cup of coffee and a biscuit.
Oh, good.
I think that's what's your favourite.
Oh, yes, it is. Are you having one?
In a minute. Where would you like yours, Mrs. Woolley? In the conservatory?
Oh, no, in here's fine. Thank you, Maria.
Really?
Yes, thanks.
But you're supposed to be having a rest.
I am. I've got my magazine. I'm quite happy.
If you're sure.
I am.
You know, the point of me being here is to give you a break.
And I'm having one. You made the coffee. If it'll make you feel better, you could bring me the footstool, if you don't mind.
This one?
That's right. I even put my feet up.
There you are.
Ah, thank you. Bliss. Oh.
Oh, here.
Hello?
Mum, how's it going? Has Maria arrived?
Yes, we're all having coffee. There's really no need to check up on us, Jennifer.
Emma, is that you?
No, it's me.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I came back to get the washing in case it rains. If I'd known you were home, you could have done it. What are you doing in Emma's room?
Grab this a minute.
What?
Just stay there. 98 centimetres, perfect. Okay, mind your fingers.
Christopher, what's going on?
I'm seeing if my chest of drawers is going to fit by the bed. And it will.
What are you talking about?
Mum, all my life I've had to have the little room, right? That tiny box room at number one, the green, and when we moved here. Well, now Emma's gone.
She hasn't even moved yet.
Okay, so Wednesday when she has.
You reckon you're moving in here? But she might want to keep her room.
What for? Surely this time she's got to make a go of it.
Well,
I mean, I know you and Dad have got this downer on Ed.
We haven't. Not now. Not really.
Okay, if you haven't, you've got to think it'll work out. So she won't be coming back. And I get to lodge it in here.
Oh, get your face off that bed cover. You put a hole in it.
Yeah, well, I'm not keeping all this lacy stuff. And this purple wall.
Lilac.
I'll soon paint that out.
Oh, will you?
Learn some useful skills. That's what Dad said when he made me help with a shop flat. Okay, so I have. And now I'm going to put them to good use. You should be pleased.
It's Jennifer's daughter, Jack. You remember, Debbie.
That's right.
Debbie. Oh, yes.
I'm not here very often, but because I am, I thought I'd like to see you.
I'd like to see you too.
Well, you are doing.
Yes.
Shall we have some tea?
Oh, I'll make it, Gran. Why don't you come with me, Jack?
I could make tea.
Well, we'll do it together, shall we?
Right.
But the tree is beautiful at the moment, Jack.
Have a seat, Jennifer.
Thanks, Mum.
Debbie looks very well.
Yes, doesn't she? And she seems happy with life.
Good. How's she been with Brian?
Oh, much as usual. Sort of polite, but cool.
I don't suppose all this business over the digesters helped.
No. Anyway, come on, how did it go?
This morning? Oh, fine.
Really? I mean, what did you do? Did you leave them to it? Did Maria get Jack chatting, or what?
Well, they got talking about musicals.
Oh, good.
So we had Les Miserables for most of the morning.
Oh, dear. Still, at least you didn't have to endure it.
Well.
Oh, Mum, you weren't standing over them.
Of course not.
You were, weren't you? Did you stay with them all the time?
It's very difficult, Jennifer.
I know it is. But it's such a duplication of effort, and it's not giving you any time off, is it?
Well, maybe next time.
You're letting her come again, then?
Well, of course. I agreed to give her a trial.
That's good. So, when's she coming back?
Thursday.
Oh, right. Well, I'm going to come over and pick you up and take you back to Home Farm for lunch.
Oh, Jennifer, no.
Mum, Maria's a really nice person. She's fully qualified. She's very experienced. Jack will be fine with her.
No, dear, it wouldn't work. All I meant was, next time, well, I could sit in the conservatory while she's here or something. Or have half an hour in the garden.
That's no good. Half an hour? You need to leave them on their own to get used to each other.
No, dear, not yet.
When then? The longer this goes on, the more...
I don't know. But please don't rush me.
Mum, I'm not trying to. It's taken long enough to get to even finding someone like Maria. And now we have... Please. Please, this is for you as well as Jack. Just give yourself a proper break from him.
I can't. What if he's having a bad day?
Well, if he's really unhappy or agitated, you don't have to come. But if he isn't, I really think you should.
Oh.
And if there's any problem at all, Maria can ring and you can be home in 5 minutes. Mum, you've got to give them a chance. You weren't at all sure about him going to the day centre, were you, at first? And he goes like a lamb now.
I know.
So here, where we've got him one-to-one professional care in his own home, that can't be a bigger problem, can it?
You can't even be bothered to turn up on time. That says everything about what Matt thinks of this project.
Yeah.
coffee, David?
Oh, thanks, Debbie.
Yeah, he probably thinks we should count ourselves lucky he's turning up at all.
Yeah, isn't it his usual attitude? Never apologise, never explain.
You don't think we'll be getting an apology, do you, Ruth?
No, but, you know,
well,
it would be
certainly nice hoping for an explanation.
Me too. Can't wait to see how he wriggles out of this one.
Look, well, let's just wait till he gets here, shall we?
You're not defending him, I hope.
Adam, of course not. He has been totally underhand, but he does no business. If BL's backing the Loxley Norton digester instead of ours, there'll be a good sound reason.
No, there won't, Debbie. It's sheer expediency. It's opportunism and money grubbing.
Well, let's hear it from him, shall we?
Ah, Jennifer said you were all here.
Morning, Matt. Coffee?
Oh, yes, please. I'm glad I came then.
So it all went fine.
Which, considering Jag had her listen to the entire soundtrack of Les Miserables...
No, Maria's a big fan of musicals, apparently. Anyway, next time she's there, which is Thursday, your mum's agreed to go to Jennifer's for lunch.
Oh, that's great.
Only for an hour, she says.
Well, it's a start.
Yeah, and once Jennifer gets her there, maybe she'll manage to persuade her to stay a bit longer. Or at least she'll stay longer the next time.
Oh, good. So, is that it, Pat?
Well, I thought you'd want to know.
Oh, I do. I'm very pleased. But you trekked all the way out here and got me off the tractor for that.
Not exactly.
I've got an acre of carrots to lift today.
This came.
Oh, the valuation.
I thought we ought to open it together.
Oh, yes, definitely. Well, go on then.
There you are, Matt.
Ah, oh, thanks. Can you pass the sugar, please, Ruth, if you finish with it?
I don't need it, thanks.
Well, sweet enough, yeah? Anyone else?
No. Do you think we could get on?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Shall we get straight to the point? Borchester Land are abandoning Ambridge Heat and Power for the Loxley Norton digester, right?
No, I don't agree with your choice of words, Adam, but in essence, yeah, that's the project which BL are choosing to take forward.
And you've already agreed terms?
Well, I was going to add, if the terms are right.
Well, if they're not, I'm sure you and Annabelle will beat them into submission, just like you tried to do with us.
David.
Can I just say I think it would be a great help in this meeting if we tried not to get too personal?
Oh, please.
I didn't come here expecting you to be pleased. All I can say is I'm very sorry it hasn't worked out between us. I think we all gave it our best shot. But my duty to the BL shareholders is to seek the most viable business opportunity in the prevailing climate, and that is the Loxley Norton scheme. I can only wish you all the best in the future, whatever you decide to do here.
Whatever we decide? You know we need BL's investment.
You can always look for another partner.
Oh, yeah, like it's that easy.
I'm sorry, it's not my problem anymore. What you decide to do is up to you.
Yeah, you're just walking away.
They've already walked, David.
Debbie?
I don't think we can really leave things like this, Matt. There are one or two issues I'd certainly like you to clarify.
Yeah,
you bet.
I think you owe us that, at least.
It's a bit of a shaker, isn't it?
Seeing it in writing.
1.2 million. That's one hell of a lot of money.
Let's not jump ahead, Tony. 1.2 million is the price with vacant possession. What we'll end up paying is going to be nearer the tenanted holding price, isn't it? And that's, well, 720,000.
We haven't exactly got that in our back pockets. And BL aren't going to accept an offer that low, are they?
No, obviously not. We've got to find a price we can agree on somewhere between the two.
Yeah, which could take us up to nearly a million.
Guy says he'll negotiate on our behalf.
I don't think so.
What? We'll negotiate ourselves.
Well, why not? We know who we're dealing with.
Exactly. Borchester Land. Don't we need a professional to take on an outfit like that?
No, we've got this far. I'm not going to hide behind anyone else now.
No, all right. Is it time for a tea break? Should we nip back to the house?
Well, it's a bit early. I'm sure the pickers won't complain. Ah, well, this is it, love. The moment of truth.
What I most want to know is how long you've been stringing us along.
We haven't been stringing
you. I think you have, and it's not even just that.
No, how do we know that you didn't deliberately stir things up round here to suit your other agenda, eh? spreading rumours about the expansion, whipping up talk in the village.
Oh, exactly. Please, so it's a conspiracy now.
Well, yeah? It's how you operate, isn't it? Divide and rule. Once you cottoned onto the Loxley-Norton plans, the slower the Ambridge operation moved, the better, so they could get ahead.
I don't think it was me who slowed things down around here. And I resent the accusation that I was all the while plotting something else behind your back.
How else are we supposed to see it?
Yeah. Look, Matt, it all comes down to timing. The BL board meeting was 2 weeks ago. If the Loxley-Norton digester was on the agenda, there must have been some lead-up to it, which you knew about. Yeah. All we're asking is... surely you could have told us sooner that you were looking around elsewhere.
Exactly, because only the week before the BL meeting, Annabelle was on the platform with me in the village hall pushing an expanded AHP scheme. I mean, make your minds up.
Right, OK, you're giving me both barrels, so here's the truth.
Oh, at last. Yeah.
I don't need to spell it out again. I hope that when you invited BL to join AHP, Annabelle and I really wanted to make it work. If you remember, I'd wanted to be involved from the start.
Yeah.
But... globally, things started moving. Suddenly, grain and oil prices are through the roof, and growing energy crops instead of food is bad news. Not just for the Pat Archers of this world, but economically and politically too, yeah? Now, this is where you and me start to part company. Because when I suggested bringing in food waste, and it was one of the first things I did, it didn't exactly get a unanimous thumbs up from you people.
Maybe not, but our plans include food waste now.
Yeah. Too little, too late. While Ambridge Heat and Power was standing on the sidelines wondering how the crowd would react, Loxley Norton had run with the ball and scored themselves a supermarket deal. So don't give me grief, any of you, for something you've brought on yourselves.
You still haven't told us exactly when you and Annabelle switched your allegiance.
Ah, David. See, this is your problem. It's all personal with you. In your heads, I don't think you've ever really got rid of that cosy little family setup you first thought of. That is never going to sit well with people like me and Annabelle who take decisions on the basis of best business practice.
Yeah. And you don't care who you trample on to take them.
Yeah. David, leave
Look,
it.
And since you mention Annabelle, who's not here to defend herself, she has worked her socks off for you. Negotiating discounts, gone in fighting when the village were after your blood. I'm not having her coming in for any flack. If you're looking for someone to blame for why AHP's where it is, I'm sorry, but you've got to look a bit closer to home. OK? Now, I really have been here far longer than I intended. I've got other meetings to get to.
Fine. You go.
Well, there really is nothing more to say. We've all done a lot of work on AHP. As I said, what you do with it now is up to you.
Here you are.
Ah, thanks. So, where are we going to pitch this offer, then?
As low as possible, I should think.
Mm. I agree. We can always go up.
I don't think we'll get away with 720,000.
No, they'd think we were trying it on.
But if what the Tenant Farmers Association said's right, and Beale's one of those landlords that needs a bit of ready cash to make their balance sheet look healthier...
750,000?
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's a nice round figure.
Let's hope that's how they see it.
Yeah.
Oh, Tony.
I know. Can you cope with it, love?
Huh?
Deserting your principles and joining the property-owning classes?
Oh, I think so.
Really?
Yeah. This is just the start.
All right.
Like Ruth said, never apologise, never explain. He didn't break either of his rules today, did he?
No. Here, Debbie.
Oh, thanks. But he did explain.
Do you think so? I don't know why he bothered coming. All he did was confirm what we already knew.
Yeah, that BL have dropped us in it.
Well, at least we've heard it from him.
I thought you might have had more to say, Debs, as you came over specially.
You may not like hearing it, Adam, especially not from Matt, but you can't deny what he said's right. The world's moved on and AHP hasn't quite managed to keep up.
Yeah, because, unlike Matt, who doesn't give a stuff, we have been trying to come up with a scheme which also addresses the concerns of the village.
Yeah, David, let's not rehearse it all again. The point is, what do we do now? Do we call it a day, or...?
Well, we've got to, haven't we? Unless we can find another partner to put some money in.
And how are we going to do that with a rival digester down the road?
I don't know. It's just so galling after all the work we've put in.
Yeah, and the money. All those consultants' reports.
Well, is it worth, then, taking up a bit more of Carl's time? I mean, he's the expert. Isn't it worth asking him if he can see any way we can still do something?
There might be something we can salvage.
Yeah. Well, it's just back to the four of us for now. Can I have your approval to go back to him? See what he says?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's worth that, at least.
Sure.
Debbie?
Yes, of course.
Great. I'll give him a call.
Good. And keep me posted, won't you?
Of course.
When do you go back?
Saturday.
You're off to see Alice, aren't you?
Yeah. Thought I'd see if my liver can still take happy hour in a student bar.
You're brave.
Well, I couldn't come home and not see her. I'm lucky she can fit me in. She's actually got quite a lot of lectures on her course. And then there's the big romance with Chris to keep alive.
He's going down to see us. Susan was telling me.
At the weekend, yes. But I'll be gone by then. Anyway, I'll get rid of these.
Is Jennifer in, do you know?
I'm not sure. She may have gone over to Gran's. I couldn't see.
It's about Rory coming to play.
Oh, right.
I wanted him to try.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
I wanted to find out if he can come maybe at the weekend.
Oh, yeah. He's over
that,
didn't he?
Is it just me? Or do you feel that Debbie's already kind of given up on AHP?
No, it isn't just you.
I mean, I can see that she's not going to feel it quite as much as we do. I mean, she doesn't live here. She hasn't been so involved in all the discussions. She hasn't had to face down the village, for one thing.
No.
What?
Well, that's all true, of course. Though I'm not saying she wasn't just as committed as we were at the start. Well, throughout, really.
So, what's made her go cool on it? The fact that she works for BL as well?
I don't think it's even that. We feel betrayed by Matt and Annabelle, right?
Just a bit.
I think with her, it's Brian. He knew about Loxley Norton from the time of the board meeting and he kept it to himself. Now, he can plead confidentiality all he likes, but the fact is, he didn't tell us.
Oh, right.
Things got a bit better between them after we sorted the inheritance, but something like this, it just bears out her gut feeling. She can never really trust him. And how can I?
Oh, how are you doing?
I'm fine. What's the matter with you?
What? Having to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning isn't reason enough.
For looking like something out of Jennifer's archaeology exhibition. Mm. I had to wake up too.
Well, at least you could go back to sleep.
The way you were crashing around. I had to get the van ready for this gig today.
Yeah, thanks, Bren. I don't suppose there's any coffee.
Tom, you can see I haven't put the water on.
Well, I thought you might have brought a flask.
Yeah, that's me. Wife of the year, 1950. Excuse me.
Oh, sorry.
Cows must have liked the early start, if you're finished already.
Oh, Dad's finishing off.
Oh, that's nice. Since he's doing this afternoon for you anyway. And the veg boxes.
This isn't the only gourmet grills gig he'll have to work around.
I know. Oh. As you're here, do you think you could put the milk away so I don't have to keep stepping over it?
Yeah, sorry. Dad only wanted someone new to moan to anyway.
What about?
Take a guess.
Your dad, it's quite a long list.
And who's at the top?
Matt.
Well, BL. Graham Ryder hasn't come back to them on their offer.
They only made it yesterday.
Yesterday morning?
Look, I'm not taking sides here, but Borchester Land does have one or two other things on their plate.
But you're not taking sides.
Tom, I'm desperate for your mum and dad to get Bridge Farm, but before you ask, there is nothing I can do. I'm not even working for Matt at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so why do we keep having this argument?
Oh, I don't know, because I'm sleep-deprived, and if we had to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, I can think of other things I'd have liked us to be doing.
Mm. I know. Oh. Come on, we better get going.
Oh, I suppose so. We heard the forecast. It's not exactly the weather for a day out at a country fair.
People who come to a country fair don't care about the weather.
I shouldn't be too sure.
Oh, no. For a nanosecond there was a little glimmer of sunshine. But now you've gone all big black clouds again.
Here, where do you want this, Em? It's more toys.
Let's have a look. Oh, no, these are George's favourites. He plays with them every day. You can just put them down there.
Oh, it's just as well. There's no space left in his room.
I'll soon get it sorted.
Oh, I know. His room. Which means
there's our room too. Oh, I'm going to make it so good for you.
Oh, it already is good. It couldn't be any better.
You know what I mean? Come on, let's hurry up and get the stuff in and then... Well...
What are you like? Stop distracting me. What was I going to say?
I don't know. What were you going to say?
Stop it. George's bike. What are we going to do with that?
Well, Ben and Josh keep theirs in the barn. I thought I'd ask Ruth and David if we could do the same.
Well, it's a bit cheeky, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Only they've been so good. I just saw Ruth. She's fixing us up some coffees.
Oh, that's nice. And you'll never guess what's in the fridge.
Well, a couple of cans would be good.
A bottle of Carver.
Oh.
So we can have a proper celebration.
M, tonight, all right? No, I've got to get back to work.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, yeah. I told Mike I'd only be an hour.
Well, that was a bit silly, wasn't it?
Come on, help me with the rest of the stuff before it rains.
I don't know why I'm doing this. It's not as if we're going to need a sunshade.
Tom!
Might be a useful rain shield, I suppose.
Are you going to put the signboard out?
Brenda, give me a chance. Oh, what did I tell you?
Hurry and put the sign out then, or you'll get soaked.
Oh, great.
Whoa, am I glad to see you.
Oh, hello, Oliver.
Any awning in a storm, eh?
Yeah. Are you having a day off?
Well, it's a spur-of-the-moment thing. Caroline's on a course for a couple of days.
Oh, I see.
Improve your customer interface.
Tell Tom a smile to be a star. You did your bit for the customer interface at the weekend, didn't you? With the open day.
I suppose that's one way of putting it.
Dad was full of it.
Yeah, well, it went far better than I expected, and it's given all of us a bit of a lift.
Good.
Though in Ed's case, it's hard to tell if it's that or moving into Rickyard.
Oh, that's today, is it?
Hmm.
Hope they're not caught in this.
Oh, I don't think a little bit of rain's going to spoil it for them somehow.
Hey, look who I found, getting all wet.
There you are, Tom, safely home.
Thanks, Jolene. Oh. Someone who had the sense to bring an umbrella, I see.
Yeah, usually it's phone, keys, lip gloss, and I'm good to go. But these days, you can't be too careful.
No, very wise. Sit with you?
No, I've just come to give a friend of mine a bit of moral support. She's doing the line dance and display.
Ah. It'll be more like mud wrestling if this weather keeps up.
Oh, please. Would anyone like to swap places with me? All day in a nice, warm, dry van. The only snag is you have to share it with Mr. Grumpy.
How come you always get your own way?
Oh, yeah, I so had to force you.
I was going back to work by 12.
Well, you said Oliver's not there.
Yeah, but that's the point.
You're not going to stay to lunch, then?
Well, we got anything in?
Oh, yeah. Mum did me a whole box of food. Mm. She had a little cry this morning before she went to work.
Yeah?
I suppose she's got used to having me there.
Yeah, and George.
Yeah, him too. Of course, Christopher can't wait to see the back of me. You know my dressing table thing? As soon as I'd emptied it, he was sticking his computer stuff and wires everywhere.
Yeah, Grandad can't wait to get into my room either. He's got to move it all around. He won't sleep under the window, you know, In case
there's a draft.
Yeah.
My nan's just the same.
Half the time he falls asleep in his chair anyway. Doesn't even get into bed till 4 in the morning.
He's never going to fit that recliner in your room, is he?
Well, only if they build an extension. Anyway, it's not our problem, is it?
No. So, come on, lunch or not?
I'd love to, but I've got to get back. We'll save it for later, yeah?
All right.
And you've got to go get George.
No, Dad's keeping him all day now. Which is better, because I can get everything unpacked in peace.
Yeah, the rain held off till we got it all in, didn't it?
It's a good omen.
No, we don't need them. We're going to be great here.
Yeah. Can't wait for you to come home and... That'll be me and George.
Yeah, and you can tell me to wipe my feet.
Well, you better.
Yeah, and I can have my tea and go straight down the pub.
You will not.
Well, of course I won't. This is about you and me, Em. You, me and George.
I know. I love you so much.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for making it happen.
I'm not sure about this, Oliver.
Go on, you'll be fine.
Well, last time I handled one of these was on stage at the Hollingen Free Trade Hall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, semi-pro production of Annie Get Your Gun. It's heavy, isn't it?
Well, with your build, you'd be better off with a 28 bore, really, but, well, you can't expect everything on a little mock-up shoot.
So what's this one?
Well, that's a 20 bore. Oh. Now, the main thing is you've got low recoil cartridges.
Good. I don't put my shoulder out. This is my point pulling arm, you know.
Oh, good heavens. Hope you've got it insured.
Oh, you bet. Okay, so I take aim.
Now, make sure it's snug in the pocket of your shoulder. Look down the barrel, and as the clay comes out, line up the muzzles on the target and follow it round.
Yeah, okay.
Then move ahead of it and pull the trigger. And don't stop the gun moving, do.
Well, don't stop it moving.
Well, try not to, anyway. Right. So, ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Pull! Now, that's it. Follow it, and... Oh! Excellent! And again. Oh, bad luck.
One out of two ain't bad, I suppose.
Oh, very good for a first attempt. Want another go?
No. No, I'd like to see an expert do it. You.
Oh, well...
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Tom.
Having a look round?
Yeah, Brenda made me. Said the fresh air might improve my mood.
Well, the weather's perked up anyway.
It's a bit late. That rain this morning really put people off.
Well, there's not as many here as I thought, that's for sure.
It's nothing like last year. And the organisers have upped their take.
They have a percentage, do they?
Oh, yeah. And this year they've whacked it up 10%. So I've got to give them 10% more of a whole lot less.
Well, that's a bit rough.
You're telling me. See ya.
Oh, dear.
Oh, sorry. Ah, Ed. He's back at work and everything's fine.
Right. That's today, isn't it?
Mm.
Him and Emma moving in.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, Julie. Is Fallon very fed up about it?
Well, it's hard to say. She's working so hard with the band. And
oh, yeah?
Yeah, lots of local gigs coming up to Christmas.
Well, that's good if it takes her mind off it.
Yeah, that's the idea.
On with the show, eh?
Somewhat like that.
But I am sorry she had to get hurt.
Yeah, me and all.
Well, she probably can't see it yet, but she'll meet someone else. I mean, she's such an attractive girl.
Yeah.
Well, she is. I know I'm mixing my musicals, but one of these days she'll get to wash that man right out of her hair.
I saw Debbie when we took the van back.
Yeah?
She'd been for a ride, making the most of her time in Ambridge.
Is she off already, then?
Goes to see Alice tomorrow till Friday, and then up to London to fly back.
She hasn't hung around long, has she?
No.
Though I'm not surprised. The mood Adam's been in lately.
There's a lot of it about. Ooh. Do you fancy another?
Definitely. Jolene?
I'll get them. You've still got your massive drop in profits to get over.
Oh, same again.
Please.
Yeah, right you are.
Did you have a good day at the show?
Oh, the best. Oh, how did you end up?
Don't ask.
Evening. Oh, good. I tempted you down then, Oliver.
What's this while the cat's away?
Oh, don't. Caroline left me a casserole, but once Jolene reminded me it was curry night.
Yeah, that's what you need after a day out in the English countryside. Someone hot and spicy. That's £5.70, please.
Right.
No, I'll get them.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, and red wine for me, and whatever you're drinking, Jolene.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Well,
thanks, Oliver.
Well, I can't let an impoverished student pay.
Oh.
Of course, this time next year, you won't be an impoverished student. Mike was reminding me the other day.
No, she'll be making a fortune working for Matt.
I don't know that I am going to work for Matt.
Yeah, you will.
Well, she'd deserve good money, wouldn't you, love? Working for Public Enemy number one. Shall I start you a tab, Oliver?
Yeah, good idea.
You let me know when you're ready to eat.
Right.
Oh, evening, Terry.
Whatever people say about Matt, he's taught me a lot. Like today, he wouldn't be crying into his beer, Tom. He'd be thinking about how not to let it happen again.
Yeah, well, so have I been, actually.
Well, you can't control the weather.
No, but I can control what gigs we do. And in future, we're only going to do the really profitable ones.
Really?
Yeah, like the rugby club tournament that's coming up. Forget these pathetic little things like today.
Sounds great. And if it'll make you happier...
I can't promise that.
Oh.
It's about self-preservation, Bren. With the hours I've got to put in on two different farms, I'm going to crack up otherwise.
She's opened her swarm in the spring.
Oh, yeah.
And she can replace the ice she lost.
Right.
Well, it ain't only Jill Archer's lost bees, you know. Poor old Ernie, what does the maintenance of Grey Gables, he's had a whole colony wiped out with his varroa.
Has he? Oh, go on then. Go if you're going, there's plenty of room. Idiot.
George is well away.
Yeah.
be good for him to have a sleep now. Make the most of his time with his dad.
Yeah.
What do you reckon on tonight then, Eddie?
For what?
To get my recliner upstairs.
That? It's a two-man job, Dad.
Well, I can give you a hand.
No, you can't. It'll kill you. You'll have to wait till the weekend when Edward's around.
He might not come round. And I don't want to move into his room till my recliner's up there as well.
We haven't even worked out how it's going to fit yet.
I told you where that big speaker of his was.
Your chair's twice the width of that.
Clary reckons we should ask Linda Snell.
To help move the recliner?
To do her a feng shui on me.
Oh, sorry, I've lost it completely now.
Through the swap club. She wants 12 teas for an hour's feng shui consultation. Clary says it could help with the layout of the room.
Oh, right.
Here, did I tell you about Bert Fry? Lost out to Jimmy Prentice at the ploughing match at the weekend. But is he bothered? He's a puffed up since David Archer gave him that bloomin' old tractor. Not looking forward to it, are you?
Would you be?
Nope.
Tell him William, Edward and Emma's all cosied up in Rickyard. What's he gonna do to him, Dad?
Are you sure you know where everything is, Maria?
Mrs. Woolley, you've shown me everything I need. Twice.
And you're happy about his lunch and how the stove works?
Yes. I said it's the same one as in my last job.
Yes, it's just a... Oh, never mind. Oh, and if Jack fancies soup, don't give him any with bits in. Even something like mushroom, you'll have to blend it first. Last time he picked all the pieces out.
We've already decided. You're having cheese on toast, aren't you, Jack?
Cheese?
For lunch, with tomato and pickle.
Oh, yes, I love pickle.
I know you do.
Are we having lunch now?
Not yet. When Peggy's gone, then we'll have it.
I'm not sure I should be going.
Mrs. Woolley, Jack is fine. You know, don't you, Jack, that Peggy's going out for a little while, and you'll stay here with me.
Me? Here?
Yes, you stay here with me, Maria.
Maria? Oh, as long as there's someone.
Don't worry, I'll be here with you.
That's all right, then. Can we have some more music?
Of course.
Oh.
That'll be your daughter?
Yes.
You have a lovely time.
Yes. I won't be long, Jack. You'll be all right, won't you?
Are you going out?
Yes. Well, goodbye.
Bye, Mrs. Woolley. Now off you go and enjoy yourself.
Enjoy. Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Here we go.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, dear.
Mrs. Woolley, I think she's getting impatient.
Yes, yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Bye, then.
So, what are we having? Chicken and chips all round?
Yeah, great.
And beans.
Yeah, we'll get some sides. That okay for you, Grandad?
Don't look like there's much else.
Okay, I'll go and order. Oh, I've had an idea what we can do this afternoon, by the way. What do you say, George? We go and look at some boats.
Boats, yeah.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
There's narrow boats, a dredger, one that was used at Dunkirk. You can go on them and everything.
It's a great idea, son.
Good. Well, I'm starving.
Me too.
Come on then, fella. We'll go and order. I'll get you a tea, shall I, Grandad?
Oh, please.
What about you, Dad?
Same for me, please.
Right. You come with Daddy George.
Yeah!
Boats, what's got into him?
What's wrong with it? George, I love it.
Well, I hope they're more, these boats. Don't fancy being rocked a bit.
Dad, it's an inland waterway. Hardly the high seas.
For all this greasy food.
They're probably not even doing trips this time of year. If they are, it'll only be up the canal.
Which leads into the river. You never heard of the Severn Boar?
Oh, don't come then. Oh, when am I going to tell him?
Well, you may not need to tell him. Here, you reckon they got life jackets on these old tubs?
Part of me wants to get it over with, but when I go to open me mouth, my throat just closes up.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil the whole day.
bringing William right down at the start. What do you think?
I don't know, really. Maybe you should get it out of the way, or George might let it out. You know what a little chatterbox he is.
True.
Here we are. Thought I'd get George settled with his drink first.
Good move.
I'll get ours when I get the food. They're going to give me a shout. Well, you sit down, George. I'll do your straw for you.
I can do it.
Okay, good boy. So, come on, Georgie. What have you been up to, eh?
Too busy with his drink. How about you, son? How's work going?
Oh, I don't want to talk about that on my time off. We're going to have a lovely day, aren't we, George?
Thanks again, Jennifer. Bye, dear. Bye. Oh, no. Jack.
Go away. Jack.
It's all right, dear.
No, no,
Jack,
no.
It's me.
On, Jack. No.
Don't worry.
No, go
There's
away.
No need for tears.
Oh.
Jack,
I don't know who you
Jack.
Are. Go away.
It's all
go
right,
away,
dear.
Please.
Jack, it's me.
Oh,
don't worry. Oh, there's no need for tears.
Go away.
Maria, what's happening?
Mrs. Woolley, he's just woken up.
Jack, dear, it's Peggy. Peggy.
Hey.
I'm here now. I'm here.
Oh, Peggy.
Yes, my darling, I'm here now.
Where have you been? Where have you been?
Oh, Jack.
Mrs. Woolley.
Just a minute, please.
Who is she?
That's Maria, dear. Now, let's wipe those tears.
Oh, you're here.
Yes, yes, of course I am. I said I wouldn't be long, Jack, didn't I? And I'm back now.
Back now?
Yes, that's right, dear.
Oh, thank you, Peggy. Oh, thank you.
Mrs. Woolley, if I could explain.
In a minute, please. Jack, I'm going to put your programme on, the one you like.
All right.
And I'm going to step just outside the door and have a word with Maria.
Eh?
Now, you'll be able to see me from where you are. All right.
All right.
Maria? Whatever was going on?
Mrs. Woolley, Jack fell asleep after lunch, and when he woke up, he didn't remember who I was. That was all.
All?
It's perfectly normal.
No, it's not.
But it is.
No. It just shows I was right. He gets upset when I'm not here. I should never have gone out.
That's not the answer. There really is no point in me being here if you're here at the same time.
But I...
You can't give up at the first little problem, or he'll never get used to me.
I'm sorry, but I'm not prepared to see Jack like this. Obviously, I can't leave him if he gets so distressed.
Mrs. Woolley.
I really can't discuss it any further, Maria. We didn't have a contract as such, but I'm happy to pay you for a week in lieu of notice.
I don't want to leave. And there's a simple answer to get over times like these.
I don't think so.
There's medication to calm him when he gets agitated.
You want to dope him up?
No.
Never. I'm sorry, Maria, but I think you must go.
How about this, eh, George? Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
I'm a pirate, arr.
A pirate? That sounds more like a tiger.
No, it's not. A tiger
going... I ain't sure about the way this deck's moving, you know.
Dad, we ain't going anywhere.
Well, I reckon I might nip to the gents.
Charming.
Oh, take George, will you, Grandad? What? I think he needs to go.
No!
Go on, Georgie. You had all that big drink.
That's it. You go and see if there's any pirates hiding anywhere.
No, don't run off. You hold my hand now. Now look what you've done, Eddie.
Come on, George. Have you heard of Bluefinger the pirate, eh?
Oh, it's great to see him. Thanks for bringing him, Dad.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, I know it's not easy in the middle of the week, but I've got to take what day off they give me. And once the season starts properly...
Don't worry about it. William?
Yeah?
Look, while we're on our own, there's something I got to tell you.
What?
It's about Emma and Edward.
What about them? Don't tell me they've split up already.
No, the opposite. They've moved in together.
Oh.
With George, obviously.
I see.
Me and your mum... Well,
we'd got to tell you. And as I was coming down, I'm sorry, son.
Don't worry about it. It's going to happen sometime.
Oh.
Well, it was. Where have they moved to?
Rickyard.
At Brookfield?
Yeah.
Thanks very much, David.
Hey, come on. Emma does work there.
Yeah, I know. Blooming convenient, though, isn't it? That falling in their laps.
Well, it hasn't exactly been like that. They've been looking all over.
Yeah, right.
It's got to be better for George, staying in the village. We can see him just as often, and Neil and Susan, they're going to miss him.
I suppose.
And be fair, you've got two houses in Hanbridge when you think about it. You can't begrudge them a roof over their heads.
If you say so.
Is that it, then?
What?
Is that all you got to say about it?
What do you want me to say? That I'll send them a good look in your new home card?
No, it's just you seem okay about it. Are you okay? Really?
Yeah.
Really? It's not...
Not going to send me off on one? No.
Oh. Well, good. That's what me and your mother were worried about.
Dad, it's okay. I'm fine. Life moves on, doesn't it?
Eddie'd hardly got through the door and William's on the phone.
Oh, yeah?
He just wanted to tell me himself as they were okay.
Oh, that's nice, Clary.
Yeah, it was so good to hear it from him, Pat.
I know you were worried, but he sounded all right.
Yeah. I mean, he ain't thrilled, obviously. But he said he knew as Edward and Emma was going to move in together sometime.
Well, good.
I suppose. Oh, and he's heard from Nick again.
Has he?
Yeah. She'd taken her two on the Blackberry line for the day. There were Voucher and the Echo, weren't there, a while back, so it's probably with that. Anyway, they sent him a little card from one of the stops.
Oh. Do you think she's trying to get back with him?
Hmm? He says they're just mates.
Well, it's always nice to know somebody cares.
Yeah, exactly. And he needs a bit of that at the moment. Well, that's the lot, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And the ice cream stopped churning, so...
Better get on with that, then. Oh, you ain't got no phone call to tell me about, I suppose.
What, from Borchester Land? Mm-hmm. Not a word.
Oh, I do think that's bad. Tuesday, weren't it? You put the offer in?
Yeah. But perhaps it's not that surprising when you think it's Matt Crawford who's dealing with it.
It's disgusting keeping you hanging on.
I know. If we don't hear today, it'll be nearly a week.
Oh, this could be it.
I doubt it. They're not going to ring me. They'll ring the house phone or Tony.
Well, maybe it's him telling you the good news.
Sorry to disappoint you. It's Jennifer. Hello? Do you mind if I take this outside?
No, not at all.
Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, Pat. Good. I was dreading I'd get your voicemail.
What, dreading? Why, is it about the farm? Has Brian heard something?
What? No, not that I know of.
Oh. Well, what is it then?
Well, there's been a bit of a crisis at the lodge. Can you or Tony spare half an hour this morning?
What for?
Well, I'm at the shop at the moment, but we do need to get together, and I'll come to you if it helps.
All right, hold on, Jennifer. I'm working, and Tony's right out on the carrot field.
Look, don't worry, Pat, as long as you're there.
But,
I'll ring Lillian, and we'll be with you in about a quarter of an hour, okay?
What?
Bye.
Oh.
Pat, are you coming back soon?
No, I'm afraid you'll have to do the ice cream by yourself, Clary. I've got Tony's sisters coming over, which is all I need.
That's £4.83, please, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, I've just remembered those ground almonds.
I'm sorry?
You wanted some. They've come in now.
Oh dear, I'm sorry, Susan. I got them at the supermarket.
Oh, you and everyone else, I think. Oh, well, never mind.
Well, I'm sure you'll sell them coming up to Christmas.
Yeah. There we go, 17 pence change.
Thanks.
Just shows, though, what a good idea it is converting upstairs. If the shop can't pay its way...
Well, it's not quite that bad, is it?
At least there'll be another income from the place for Jack and your mum.
I don't think the shop's that high on her priority list at the moment, to be honest.
Well, it's top of mine. I don't want to lose my job, do I?
You're a lot more secure now we know we're keeping the post office. Mm. Anyway...
Oh, Debbie's gone to Southampton, I gather.
Yes, that's right.
And then back to Hungary?
Yes.
Oh, what a shame. You didn't see her for long, did you?
No, well, she wanted to see Alice, understandably. And Christopher's going down tomorrow, isn't he?
Oh, no. This afternoon now.
Oh, I see.
Can't wait to see each other, can they?
Oh, I don't really know
that it's... Oh, no, Alice was on the phone begging him to go down as soon as he could get away.
Oh.
So now he's setting off straight after work. And I couldn't say anything, even though it is my birthday.
Oh, yes, many happy returns.
Oh, thanks. Because you know, young love.
Oh, well, they like each other, I'm sure, but I don't know if I go that far.
Well, they seem very keen on each other to me.
Well, it's early days.
I know people say all bad things about long-distance relationships.
Especially at their age.
But they can work really well.
Yes, well... Time will tell. Anyway, I really must be going. I should have been at Bridge Farm 5 minutes ago.
It's a jolly good job you called round there, Jenny.
Yes, it is.
I mean, when do you think she was going to tell us?
Oh, don't know that she was. Lillian, you know what Mum's like.
It's ridiculous. To sack Maria after all the trouble we had finding her in the first place.
Oh, I'm hoping we can talk her round.
I doubt it. To be honest, Peggy never wanted help with Jack in the first place, did she?
But if she won't take Maria on again, we're back where we started. And she's wearing herself out.
I know she was struggling, but I think it made things worse forcing Maria on her. When I popped in on Wednesday, she seemed really uptight.
Well, thanks very much, Pat. Let's make ourselves feel better.
I'm sorry, I was just saying what I found.
Look, it's got to be worth trying to have a gentle word with her to see if she'll change her mind.
I don't think she will.
And you can see why she reacted like she did, but, well, it's completely illogical. So, Jack didn't recognise Maria when he woke up. Mum seems to have forgotten that 2 weeks ago he didn't recognise her either. So much so he locked her out of the house.
I know, but it's not about logic for Peggy, is it?
It's got to be worth a try. If we can persuade her to give Maria another chance...
Oh, then... Jenny, get real. We're not going to get Maria back now. She'll have been snapped up by someone else before Mum had shut the door on her.
Do you really think so?
Of course. I mean, these people are like gold dust. And Pat's right. I mean, when have you ever known Mum to change her mind?
Well, what do you suggest, then?
I don't know.
Look, us bickering is not going to help. I don't know what we're going to do. I'll talk to Tony, of course, but I'm very sorry, but for now, I've got to get back to the dairy.
Oh, yes. All right. I'm going back to the lodge anyway, because I've got some bits of shopping for Mum in the car.
All right, darling. Look, if you can do the day shift, I'll pop and see them this evening. Matt's got some dinner to go to.
Oh, well, that would be great. Thanks, Lillian. Well, thanks for the coffee, Pat. I'm sorry to hold you up.
No problem.
And let me know if you have any bright ideas. Bye then.
Bye. Lillian?
Mm-hmm?
Has Matt said anything to you about our offer for the farm?
No.
Has he even mentioned we've made an offer?
He doesn't have to. I know you have.
He hasn't said anything about how much it was for?
Pat, he has said nothing to me. And believe me, after all the goings on this year, if I never heard of Borchester land again, I wouldn't be sorry.
Well, I know you don't want to get involved. But we put in an offer on Tuesday. If they want to reject it, well, that's one thing. But we can't understand why we've heard nothing at all.
Hello, Clary.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Oh. Happy birthday, dear Susan.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, you are nice to remember. Oh, and thanks for the card.
Oh, that's all right.
I love having them there to open on the morning first thing.
Yeah, I'm the same. That's when you want them, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, it's really pretty.
Reminding me of your garden a bit.
Oh, in my dreams. Just the echo, is it?
Yeah, ta. I think I've got change.
Jo didn't have time to get it yesterday, what we're going to Gloucester.
Well, they had a nice time, according to Emma.
Yeah, worked out fine, I think. There you go.
Oh, you're lucky I haven't taken all the echoes off the shelf.
Eh?
Or taken out the centre pages. I've only given them over to Linda's famous photographs of village life.
What, the ones she put in for the flowering produce?
Mm.
Yeah, Jo said she was going to try them on the Echo.
Must have been a slow week for news.
Oh, let's have a look.
Oh, no, don't. It's only that one of me again looking half cut.
Eh? Oh, no, you don't, honestly.
Well, I hope I don't usually roll my eyes like that. I look like a pantomime cow.
No, it's only you sees it like that.
Well, at least you didn't get one of Neil wiping trifle off me dress. He'd have looked a right groper.
Oh, so, what are you doing for your birthday?
Oh, not much. There's no one around.
How do you mean?
Well, Neil is, obviously, and he said we can go out for a meal.
Lovely.
But what's the point? Christopher's going off to see Alice the second he finishes work. Emma just wants to play house at Rickyard and... Oh, well, our house feels so empty without George.
Oh, no. Ours is quiet without Edward. Oh, but you'll let Neil take you out, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Probably only down the ball, but...
Well, that'd be nice anyway. At least you've still got both your children in Ambridge. You wait till one of them really leaves.
Hello, hello, hello.
Matt.
Not expecting me, eh?
No, I wasn't.
Thought I'd surprise you.
Yeah, well, you have done. Well done.
What's this, Puss? You haven't got the gardener upstairs, have you? I thought I was your handyman.
Look, do you want some lunch?
Well, that was one reason I came home. I had thought I might get more of a welcome and, well, seeing as I'm out tonight working, we could have a bit of playtime this afternoon.
Look, I am not in the mood.
Well, I never have guessed. What's the matter?
What are you playing at now with my family?
Oh, what?
This whole Digester saga's gone on about as long as Lord of the Rings.
Well, yeah, tell me about it.
You spent the summer tormenting Pat and Tony about their pack house.
Tormenting?
Now what are you trying to do to them and me?
Puss, I really don't know where all this has come from.
Look, I've told you enough times. For most of this year, most of the village and at least half my family haven't been speaking to me. And it's all because of you. And now you're doing it again.
What?
Will you please just put Pat and Tony out of their misery and at least have the decency to tell them what you think of their offer?
Oh, their offer?
Yes. What's so difficult?
Well, what is so difficult, Puss, is that their offer isn't an offer at all. More like a preliminary doodle.
What do you mean?
I mean that your dear brother and his lentil knitting wife need to wake up and smell the ink on the balance sheet. Just because they read somewhere there's a bit of a squeeze on, they seem to think BL are going to give land away.
But fine, if it's too low, go back and tell them.
I don't like being messed with. They come up with some half-baked figure. In fact, I say half-baked, it hasn't even got into the oven.
Oh, Matt, grow up. Stop playing games and just tell them.
What? They're the ones playing games. No, let them swear. When they make a serious offer, I'll be delighted to discuss it.
I give up. I really do. Even after... You haven't changed.
You want me to get that?
No, no. Might be Jenny about Mum. I've got other things to think about, you know, Matt. And I'm sick of you causing trouble in my family. I don't need it right now. None of us do.
Goodness gracious me. In a moment, the comedian Sanjeev Bhaskar will be cast away in Desert Island Discs. The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. And you know who this is.
Now, I can't promise you a trip out with Bartleby, but in aid of BBC's Children in Need, one listener can have a special tour of our Archer studios in Birmingham, participate during a recording, and have a spot of lunch with us. To enter, you must be over 18, available for your day out on Sunday, November the 2nd, and able to answer this question. Which archer's character is currently serving a 12-year prison sentence? Is it A, Elf Grundy, B, Gareth Taylor, also known as Owen King, or C, Clive Orobin? The number to call with your answer is 090-4959-6060. Lines close at midnight on October the 27th. Calls cost £1 from a BT landline. Other operators will vary, and calls from mobiles will cost considerably more. 77.5 pence will go to children in need from every call. Please ask for the bill payer's permission. Further details and terms and conditions are on our website, and this competition is in line with the BBC's Code of Conduct for Competitions. Thank you.